The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 25 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update published September 17. Included in the new cases are 22 unvaccinated individuals, 2 partially vaccinated people, and 1 fully vaccinated person. There is 1 school outbreak in the region declared at Fieldcrest Elementary School in Bradford. There are 2 cases at the school. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. The school is still open, but the impacted cohorts have been instructed to self-isolate. The new cases reported today are as follows. Wasaga Beach, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Clearview, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Barrie, 4, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact and the other 2 are still under investigation. Bradford, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is linked to close contact transmission. Oro Medant, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Midland, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other is linked to close contact transmission. Severn, 2, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other is linked to close contact transmission. Issa, 2, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other is outbreak related. New Tecumseth, 7, 4 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission and the other 6 cases are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 2. There is 1 new case in Gravenhurst and a new case in Huntsville. There are currently 240 active cases in the region. 13 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,299 cases of COVID-19 with 12,802 of those cases recovered and 257 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,825 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 181 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,007 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 955 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 76.9% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 83.7% have had at least 1 dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26.5% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 67.6% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 17. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,214 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 61.2% Barrie 4,386 4, 210,122 the 3rd of September 16 2859 76.5% Bradford WG 2181 2108 38 the 1st of September 16 4996 74% Clearview 145 138 5 September 16th 965 70.6% Collingwood 259,251 the 3rd of September 14 1050 86.3% ESA 542,517 4 the 1st of September 16 2248 78.5% Innisfil 1309 1272 18 the 1st of September 15 3175 70.3% Midland 214,200 the 6th of September 16 1169 80.8% New Tecumseth 1599 1547 18 the 4th of September 16 3777 73.5% Aurelia 353,336 the 8th of September 15 1044 83.5% Oro Medant 244,231 the 5th of September 15 1046 88.5% Penetanguishene 207,196 the 8th of September 14 2148 83.8% Remara 119,114 the 1st of September 11 1138 65.1% Severn 9388 3 September 16 6 2060.3% Springwater 307,299 2 the 1st of September 13 1432 84.2% Tay 126 122 2 September 9th 1123 83.3% Tiny 139,135 the 2nd of September 12 1036 71.9% Wasaga Beach 301,288 5 the 2nd of September 16 1266 79.3% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.